fam! I am so excited today because I am going to be counting down on my five favorite books of 2020. My five favorite fiction books of 2020. So join me on this episode as we get right in. You're welcome back to an amazing episode on the Chatty Miss Chubby podcast. It is your resident chatterbox here, Mfon Victory. So this particular episode was inspired by the Queen Rafi Space podcast on her book talks. 2020 was kind of like a rough year, we all know that. No need to go into that lane. And one of the ways I was able to escape my realities of uncertainty, fear, and anxiety was by escaping into the imaginations of different writers by actually reading their works. I'm an avid reader and I really outdid myself in 2020. I read 53 books, man. That's a whole lot. And choosing this particular five books was really hard, but what made it simpler was that I remember that I went back to these books more than once, so you understand where I'm coming from. So fam, let's do the countdown. So fam, we are going to be counting down from number 5, which is the least, to number 1, which is the most. And for number 5, it is A Broken People's Playlist by Chiamaka Garrix. My oh my, I really love this book. I just think that it's a collection of short stories, and I am not a fan of short stories because they just come to an end. Like, that's just a very annoying end, leaving you to wonder about the different scenarios and different ends that could be to the end of the book. So I really love this book, and one of the beautiful things about this book is that each story goes alongside a song, because it is not a playlist for nothing. So each particular story goes with a song, and what I did was download all of the songs and then listen to them as I read the particular story the song was meant for. And it was a very, very loving, thrilling experience. I love the writer's choice of words. I love the fact that his diction was just simple and there was no need to pick up my dictionary and start looking for words. That's one thing I love about Nigerian writers, by the way. So it was a very, very beautiful read and I enjoyed myself. And another thing that I loved about this book was that there was some of the stories were linked to each other. Like, there was a carryover of characters from one story to another. Like, you would see a character with the same name, same occupation, same personality in another story representing another entity. And it was a very, very wonderful thing. It was a very beautiful thing to witness. I really, really loved this book. It was an interesting read. I remember making a WhatsApp video immediately after I read the first page because, man, was I hooked. I was hooked, man. It choke. So it was a very beautiful read. I remember going back to this book more than once. Like, I went back to this book, I think 3 times, because I just couldn't get over the book. I just could not get over it. And for number 4, it is Easy Motion Tourist by Leye Adenle. I'm sure I got that correctly. So, Easy Motion Tourist is a book that is centered on a journalist who came all the way from England to witness the elections of Nigeria and report back to his superior. And somehow he found himself in a mixture of occurrences, and he got to find out really mind dribbling things about Nigeria in the book. The Nigerianness of this book can never be overemphasized. There was prostitution, there was ritual killing, there was the police corruption and extortion, there was the political gambling and all of the godfatherisms. Like, everything is there in this book. Like, it was just as if I was watching a Nigerian film that was made by Mo. by Mo Abudu. Like, it was a very, very beautiful book. I loved it. And it's very funny that the book on my number three list, on my number three, is the sequel to Easy Motion Tourist, which is When Trouble Comes. Times 100, because this book is very beautiful. And then the sequel, meaning the part two, is centered on another character that was also in the part one. It's centered on Amaka. And I am, you know, my tongue is scratching me to actually give you guys all the gist. But if you don't want to know what happened in this book, y'all should go pick this book up. It was a very, very interesting read. More on the prostitution side, on Amaka's point of view. She was able to, you know, care for prostitutes. Like, she would ask them to send her the plate numbers and names of their clients. So if any one of them was, you know, found in a place that they were scared or anything, they would just call her and she would go on to their rescue. And it was so funny how she had the policemen wrapped around her fingers. Like, it was a very beautiful read. I'm just babbling about this book because I really love, like, I can't really explain. If I was to put it into writing, it would have been a very wonderful choice, man, because the book had a lot in it. Like I said, the Nigerianness of this book can never ever be overemphasized. And so for the number two on my list is The Girl with the Loudin Voice by Abi Dare. This book was a very, very beautiful read and a very emotional one. This book is a powerful debut novel told in an unforgettable voice of a 14-year-old Nigerian girl who is trapped in a life of servitude. But she's determined to get an education so she can escape and choose her future. Man, I found myself in the protagonist's shoes in this particular story, and I cried a lot because I could relate 100%, man. I could relate 100%, and I felt her pain. I felt her struggles, man. It was a beautiful read for me, very emotional. And I love the way she navigated her way from when her mom died to her father forcing her into marriage and her making friends with her co-wife and her finally escaping the village and the marriage because of the death of her co-wife. I think if her co-wife didn't die, I don't think she would have actually left that village at that time. And then finally finding herself in the city and being in servitude to these Nigerian madams. We know what they are and what they do. And also finally meeting her benefactor who helped her navigate her way to get an education. It was a very beautiful read for me and very emotional. You can perceive it from my voice right now because I'm getting so emotional thinking about that book. I read this book like twice. It was really, really beautiful. I loved this book. And for number one on my list is Everything Good Will Come by Sefi Atta. I love this book. See, I picked up this book. I think this was the very first book I read when I came back from school after they ordered us to leave the hostels, leave school, because we needed to be safe because the virus was spreading like wildfire. And when I came back home, I think I developed symptoms of the coronavirus and I felt like I was going to die. If you listen to my Pandemic Bant episode, you are going to know what I am talking about. It was a very, very, you know, crazy time for me. I was scared. My anxiety level was up there, and man, I was so uncertain about what life was going to bring again to the table. For one, I felt everybody was going to die. So when I picked this particular book, it kind of like spoke to me, like, everything good is going to come. Everything is going to be okay. We might not really go back to the way it was, but everything is going to be okay, and we are going to be fine on the end, because better is the end of a particular thing than the beginning thereof. That is what the Bible says. And so this book title actually spoke to me, and then the content of the book. It was a very beautiful read, and despite the fact that I like the
protagonist Eni Tun a lot. I think I loved her friend more. Cherry. Cherry is the was her neighbor when she was younger. In the post-colonial days, her father was an educated lawyer, but Cherry's father was a Muslim who, you know, had too many wives, and Eniton's mother didn't want her to, you know, be together with Cherry and all of those things. You know how mothers have with their children, trying to protect them and all of that. So I kind of like love Cherry because she was really rebellious. Yes, very, very rebellious. And I kind of think like she mirrored me because I'm a rebellious person. Like, I love to just spoil the action. And I really love this book. It was an interesting read. It really spoke volumes to me. And yeah, fam, is the end of this particular episode. I hope you got value. And trust me, you can actually pick this book if you don't have any book haul for the month of February, because January is already it's already ending. So if you don't have any list of books that you want to read for February, these books, you can actually pick them. And trust me, they are very, very interesting, very, very educating, and very insightful. You are not going to be wasting your time reading these books. It was very interesting. And guys, you should stay tuned to our next episode, because I am going to be starting a series called Fairly Extreme Parents. Here on that series, we're going to be having young adults speak about their personal experiences with their parents and the things they've gone through, you know, with their parents, different parenting styles, and how they've been estranged from their parents and how they are working on their parents-child relationship. It is going to be a very, very beautiful series, because trust me, a whole lot of Nigerian young adults actually want to stay away from their parents, me inclusive. Like, I just want to have my own house, so I'll just pack to and leave my parents in their house, because their wahala is too much. While we know that they love us a lot, their style is, I don't know, like, it's crazy. So guys, it is going to be a very beautiful series, and if you want to feature in the series, you want to tell your stories, you are always welcome. So fam, this is the end of this particular episode, and I hope you got value. Thank you so much for listening. Do not forget to share to your family and friends. Do not forget to subscribe on whichever platform you're listening from, and do not forget to stalk me on Instagram at the chattymisschubby_podcast. Send me a voice message on the Anchor voice message link. I would really love to hear everything you have to say about this particular episode. Thank you, and until next time, stay safe. Mwah.